Before he could grab her, she was off in a flash to her next fleeting refuge. When she reached Church Hill, she still had enough strength to run up it, and enough devilry to stand there and mock him with rude gestures. Panting audibly and hurting badly, Sam lumbered bravely on, determined to get even with her somehow. The churchyard offered a whole range of hiding places, and Lizzie went skipping between the headstones in search of the best one. She quickly found it. The open grave of Cicely Pete beckoned. It was perfect. Her brother would never dream of looking in there. Untroubled by any thoughts of the impropriety of using someone's last resting place as a source of childish fun, she hared across the grass and jumped happily into the grave. It was only then that she discovered it was already occupied. Lizzie Grindle's scream of terror could be heard half a mile away. Chapter 2. The invention of the electric telegraph had been a boon to Scotland Yard. Messages that might have taken several hours to deliver by other means could now be sent in a matter of minutes. A national network was slowly being set up along the routes taken by...